This is SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Fred Davis.
All right, welcome back in. First hour of the program. We've got you here till 8 o'clock here on SB Nation Radio. And, of course, a show that, like I said, man, it's a sad day as we talk about the passing of Kobe Bryant this morning, who died in a helicopter crash in L.A. And without further ado, let's jump out to the SB Nation hotline and welcome to the program. Writer, director, producer, and creator of Legends of Chamberlain Heights, the one, the only, Mr. Josiah Johnson. And Josiah, listen, man, I mean, you are an NBA guy through and through. You were raised that way. You're a UCLA Bruin to the T. You're a Los Angelino. How surreal is this news of Kobe Bryant passing?
Honestly, man, I'm still dealing with it right now. I'm over here actually in Calabasas, right near the crash site where a bunch of fans have kind of gathered, obviously, to pay their respects. But, you know, news first broke earlier today. Nobody wanted to believe it. And obviously, as Woj and TMZ and everybody kind of confirmed, you know, our worst fears that came true. It's just, you know, just there's really not words I can put into it. And, you know, obviously, I'm a big LeBron James fan. I'm not even, you know, going to lie, sitting here and say I'm a huge Kobe Bryant fan, but still have the utmost respect for him as a basketball player, as a human being, and his contribution to the game. So it's just, it's just a really tough day for everybody.
What's kind of the feeling like in LA? I mean, the one thing about Kobe, I mean, you know, for a city like Los Angeles that has had its, I mean, you know, you guys have had legends suit up as Lakers, but Kobe's always been kind of a different dude when it comes to the way he's looked at as kind of his legendary status in LA. What's been kind of, you know, and plus a little bit about him as a Laker and then kind of, you know, what he's been able to do or what he was able to do post playing career.
Honestly, me, I was talking about one of the greatest basketball players in NBA history, and I know, you know, fan bases, we like to joke around and kid and slander each other, but it's all love, man. It's all love for the game of basketball. And just the impact that he had on L.A., obviously winning 5 rings, you know, the impact he had on the community. And just I'm out here right now, you know, tons of people in Kobe jerseys, all the way from high school, all the way through, you know, his age, his 24 with the Lakers. And it's just, you know, everybody's just sad, man. A lot of tears, a lot of people here are just, you know, don't know really how to cope or handle it. And you're just talking about, you know, one of the greatest ever, man. And for him to die tragically, and obviously with his daughter on board, too, on the way to a game or a practice, I believe, out at the Mamba Academy. I mean, it's just, you know, he was doing what he loved, and he was on the way to do what he loved. And just see the impact that he's had on so many people, not only in the sport, but just in the entire city, man. It's just a tragic time for a lot of people.
Josiah Johnson, writer, director. You can find him on Twitter at KingJosiah54. And so what's kind of the, you know, I mean, obviously it's a somber mood there and what have you, but what's always going to be kind of the feeling of Kobe Bryant, especially considering, you know, when LA had to make a decision years ago whether it was going to be Kobe or Shaq, they went with Kobe, and of course he still wins some titles after that. Just kind of talk about his relationship with the city of Los Angeles.
Well, you know, he's a Laker for 20 years, played his entire career here, did so much for the city, was able to bring 5 championships, 3 with Shaq, 2 in the post-Shaq era. So I think, you know, we talk about his impact just on the game of basketball in the city. Like, you know, everybody loves Kobe. Even it's hard, even as LeBron fans or Jordan fans or whatever, when those GOAT debates start, you always want to give Kobe his due. And that's, I think, one thing I always made sure of, even if I didn't think he was my GOAT per se. But I always showed him love and had the utmost respect for him. You're talking, you know, 81 points, what he was able to do throughout his career, all the injuries he played with, making the 2 free throws after rupturing his Achilles. There's just so many legendary moments that live on in Kobe lore. And I think, you know, the community out here is just devastated.
Now, you're a guy that's in the entertainment business as well. And Kobe was certainly no stranger to that, as he was starting to make his impact felt 2-3 years removed from the NBA and had already won an Academy Award as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got talking about a guy who does it at the highest level, no matter what he's doing. He always brings a strong work ethic. And, you know, him winning an Oscar kind of fresh off his career ending just shows you he was ready for that next step in life and had a lot of great stuff in the works. And, you know, as a basketball player and as also somebody who works in the entertainment industry, just have the utmost respect for him and what he's been able to accomplish. And it's just obviously a sad day in L.A.
What's kind of the if and from a just from a Lakers standpoint, where does Kobe stand as in your eyes and kind of from an you know whether it's Magic, Kareem, where does he stand as far as in the pantheon of all time Lakers?
You never want to kind of get into all that stuff, especially with something so fresh just happening. But I think he's on the Lakers Mount Rushmore, obviously between him, Magic, Kareem. You talk about Laker greats and Laker goats, and just what he's been able to do, for the city. During his career, post-basketball career, just a phenomenal basketball player, phenomenal individual, and a lot of people are going to miss him. We're going to miss him out here.
Josiah, I appreciate you, my man, on short notice. And like I said, I know this is a hard time for the city of Los Angeles and for basketball fans all over. So we'll let you get back to your Sunday afternoon. And, man, God bless, and take care out there.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Josiah Johnson, King Josiah. You can find him on Twitter and on Instagram.